you know, raise money and get your people elected, and we'll see how it goes.
Jesse Law is running for re-election as chair of the Clark County Republican Party. How good or bad a job has he done?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I have to admit, I don't follow the county politics too closely. I mean, but it wasn't a great election cycle last time. I mean, you can say there's a lot of factors for that. I think that's right. But, you know, the party didn't do well there in Clark County. It did not do well, as I think many folks expected, myself included. And, you know, I think, you know, I think to me, the big concern is what's the vision for the primary? Because the best chance for Republicans to get parity here in the state is to use this competitive presidential primary, where we're third in the nation, to gen up interest among non-Republicans to come and register for the primary. And I think Republicans should be very concerned that the current leadership from the state party, Michael McDonald, and I think Jesse's going along with this, is, oh no, they want a caucus. And it looks very much like they want to do that because they're trying to stack the deck for Trump. And that's just so counterproductive to what a party should want to do. This is the opportunity in 2008 that the Democrats took that made Nevada go from a purple to a blue state. Is they had a competitive caucus. They brought in a whole bunch of people who registered as Democrats, and they've been dominating the state since. And that's what Republicans should want to do. That's the sole focus for Nevada Republicans, for Clark County Republicans. It should not be, which candidate do I want, so how can I tip the scales? It should be, how do we use this primary, this once in a 12-year opportunity, 8-year opportunity, to try and bring as many people into the Republican Party as possible? And I think the fact that he's not doing that, Michael McDonald's not doing that, should be a huge red flag for every Nevada Republican.
Let me just ask you, I have said all along that unless we find unity, we are going to fail in 2024. Do you believe that we can win this thing, we can make this state red again without being unified?
Well, the key question is is there someone with vision and the ability to lead, which really means money? Because everything costs money. You don't necessarily have to have unity for that. I think you've seen groups achieve success. I mean, the Democrats, when the Bernie folks took over, they basically started a kind of a counter organization, but it was well funded, right? Like that's the thing. And ideally the party structure would be the group that's competent, that's well run, that has vision, that people feel like, okay, I feel comfortable giving my money here. I just don't think you see that. Certainly not with Michael McDonald, and I certainly don't think you see that with the county party, and that's the problem. So it doesn't have to be the county party, but there does have to be some group, and the optimist would say, well, that's what Governor Lombardo is going to do, which whatever vehicle he uses probably is his Better Nevada PAC or whatever it's called. But that's what's important, right? Is that someone's out there leading, someone's out there raising money and has a vision. There doesn't have to be unity. But there does have to be someone, with the ability to lead.
Teachers union will have a meeting of their constituents coming up on the 29th of July. And I guess my question is, they don't have a contract for next year. John Velardita was on the show last week and talked about that and said that there is at least a possibility that teachers may choose to strike, that they're not going to go back to work without a contract. How close are we to something like that?
Well, I think there's a possibility. I think, anytime you've got the union president saying we're out there, there's a possibility of striking. What happened, was it 4 years ago? There's something similar. Before the last contract, where basically the union threatened to strike and the district rolled over and just gave in. And it'll be really interesting to see what happens now, because the district has said, look, we can't afford what they're asking for. And the law is very clear. I mean, they are not allowed to strike. There are strong legal sanctions that the district can use, but the district has to have the courage to act. And Superintendent Jara has to have the guts, the courage to go out there and say, we're crushing this strike. you can't do this. We've made you a generous offer, and no, and we'll see. I mean, it really comes down to, does Superintendent, Jara have the guts to follow the law, enforce the law, and break the strike? Because if he goes to court, the strike ain't happening. It doesn't matter what Velardita says, and because, that meeting will have something, probably less than 10% of the teachers in Clark County will attend that meeting. So there's no great popular demand for a strike. That's just not a thing, especially when the court gets involved and starts fining people and putting sanctions on them.
Tell me why it is that the legislature and the governor gave teachers $250 million. There is also $2 billion that is coming into the state for education. And yet we're having squabbles about how to spend the money. I mean, this sounds stupid.
Well, it sounds stupid, but the thing you have to remember, the thing that, I've said for years and years and years, I mean, you cannot fix a broken system by dumping more money into it, because it's broken. And the specific way it's broken here is, it does not matter how much money was given to the district. That's the thing people have to understand. The district just received gobs and gobs and gobs of money. You know what the union is going to say? That's great. We want that and 5% more. And that's what's happening right now, is the union says, oh, you have this much money? We want this ongoing 5% more. And the district's like, no, we can't afford that over the long term. And hence we're going to have a fight. And so the thing is, we are having the exact same fight that we would be having if we gave $1 billion less or we gave $1 billion more. Because the union would always say, that's how much is available. I'm going to push for more. And so the system is broken. It cannot be fixed with more money. And I just hope that people maybe finally will recognize that this is insanity. We've been doing this for decades. We keep pouring more money in, and there keeps not being, quote unquote, enough money. And the reason is because the union gets a significant influence in how that money is spent, and they always want to spend more.
They always want to spend more. Wow. Victor, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much. Stay cool, will you?
You too. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at finlaymazda.com.
Well, it's 1:30. We've got a couple of new accidents since we last spoke. That was at the top of the hour. Got a crash 215 westbound. That's at Flamingo. Paradise at Tropicana. Got a fender bender there as well. Also, watch for accidents. Downtown Fremont at St. Louis. Cabana at Desert Inn. Also, an incident, Syracuse at Santa Barbara. Watch for a stalled vehicle. It's on the right shoulder as you approach the Rainbow Curve there on US 95 northbound. And we do see some slow flows as well as you work your way through that Tropicana construction zone, Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. In 10 innings, the Mets got by the Dodgers 2-1 in New York. Max Scherzer held the NOS leaders to a hit over 7 shutout innings. LA's winning streak snapped at 6. The Astros beat the Angels 9-8 in Anaheim. Alex Bregman connected for a 2-run homer with 2 outs in the 9th. In 12 innings, the Phillies beat the Padres 7-6. Kyle Schwarber hit his 25th homer of the season and ended the game with a 12th inning sac fly. In 10 innings, the Giants beat the Pirates 8-4. Michael Conforto and Patrick Bailey hit 2-run doubles in a 5-run 10th. The Giants extend their winning streak to 5. The Twins beat the A's 5-4. J.P. Sears had 7 strikeouts in the loss. He's winless in more than a month. Pacific Coast League, Oklahoma City 6-4 winners at Sacramento. Reno beat Vegas 6-4. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the promises we make to you is we say, hey, you go ahead on Sunday and sleep in, and we'll get up. You get a chance to either sleep in or go play tennis or go have brunch, and we'll watch the Sunday shows for you to make sure you don't miss anything, so that on Monday you are fully informed. And so it is. Donald J. Trump, former president, maybe future president, was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo and did something I thought was really interesting. What he did was he talked policy, not sanctimonious or anything like that. I mean, he was talking about policy. And one of the things he talked about was fixing the economy, and that it begins with fixing the energy crisis. This was Donald J. Trump on Sunday, on Sunday Morning Futures.
Let me ask you real quick on Bidenomics and what you want to do in terms of economic growth. Yeah. You talked earlier about energy, yeah, and you talked about regulation. What is your plan to get the economy growing again? And do you still think we're going to go into a recession?
Okay, so number one, well, if there's even a thought that Trump is getting elected, you will never have a recession because people will start investing money, you know, before the fact. And right now I'm leading Biden by a lot. But what I would do is very simple. I got to get interest rates down. To do that, we have to get rid of the inflation, because inflation is a country killer. You know, inflation, you can look back 200 years ago, what it's done to other countries, Germany. You look at other countries.
It is coming down.
It's coming down, but it's coming down from a very high base.
40-year highs.
It's already gone up 40% if you add it all up. Now it's coming down from a very bad base. And what they're doing is they're putting the interest rates at a point. Nobody can borrow all the – so you may have somewhat of a recession. If people think that Trump is going to be elected, you'll never have a recession. If people think I'm not, you will have more than recession. You're going to have a depression. But what I will do is we're going to start using our liquid gold. We have more energy under our feet, oil and gas, than any other country in the world. You know, I approved ANWR. It's bigger than Saudi Arabia, they say, whether it's bigger or not, but it's damn close. And ANWR in Alaska. The first day he was in office, he ended it. Ronald Reagan tried to get it. They all tried to get it. We're going to be tremendous energy producers. We're going to sell to Europe. We're going to sell all over the world. We're going to bring down the cost of energy. Russia will be much. It'll be much. Russia, the energy. So Russia's taken in all of this money because of energy. We will lower interest rates because that'll end inflation. You know, inflation was caused because of his energy policies. When energy went to $100 a barrel and more, what happened is you had tremendous automatic immediate inflation because energy is so big. It's all encompassing. The trucks, the people that bake the donuts, the restaurants, everything requires energy. And it's a very big cost. And that's what caused inflation. Now everything's causing inflation. Now we have bad supply lines. Maria, our country's a mess. We'll close up the border. We'll become energy independent. Then we're going to be energy dominant. We'll be taking care of Europe. Energy prices are going to come way down. I will get Putin to make a deal with Zelensky very quickly. We're going to have a great world again. But I'll tell you what, if we don't win in 24, this country is finished.
Donald J. Trump on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday, again, fulfilling the promise we make to you. You go out, do what you need to do on a Sunday morning. We'll watch the Sunday shows. We'll bring you the very best. In this particular case, Donald J. Trump is about as good as it gets. One of the things that I thought was interesting, though, about that particular clip, in that it was all policy-based. And when he talks policy, he wins. Donald J. Trump. When Donald J. Trump gets away from the nastiness and the mean tweets and all of that and the sanctimonious, the fact is that he ends up winning. And in order to win over independents and women, he's going to have to talk more about policy. That's just the simple truth. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to your phone call, see what's on your mind on this Monday afternoon. Brady, you're up, and you are live and local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Over the weekend, it was last week. I don't know if you happened to see Janet Yellen meeting with Chinese Xin.
Yes.
The president. Did you see her nodding like
no,
a
No, she was bowing. She was bowing crazy.
Yeah, bowing. And I found out why she was doing that. Did you find out? Did you hear? Because, well, first off, I'll go back a little bit. They found Hunter's Coke in the cupboard at the White House. And then they found a whole bunch of weed now in the pantry, I guess, last week. I'm leading to go with it might have been Janet Yellen, because the reason why she was bawling so crazily is that she had sat down for 4 plates of Jing Shao Jing magic mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
She had 4 plates of magic.
You know what's going to happen, Brady. People are going to start quoting you. Hey, I heard on the radio about Janet Yellen.
Tripping. She's going to be known as the tripping treasurer.
There you go. Brady, thanks, right, man. Appreciate it. There you go. Don't do that, because people will take what you say as gospel, and that's just. One of the things, and we've talked about this. There is always the issue in war of logistics. How do you get stuff from point A to point B? And that's been a problem in the Ukraine war. In fact, let's go to cut one real quick, because this came up yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, with Admiral John Kirby, who is... Okay, well, then maybe we'll move on. We'll move on to something else. Let's go to Donald Trump, cut four, with Maria Bartiromo. And are his legal problems hurting or helping his campaign. This was Donald Trump yesterday with Maria Bartiromo. Okay, tell you what, let's take a break. We'll take a break and we'll come right back as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The talk show gremlins are done for the day. We got everything in order now. I want you to hear Admiral John Kirby. He is the spokesperson for the Biden administration from a military perspective. And it's been an issue that's been out there throughout the war in Ukraine, talking about getting weapons and getting ammo and different things like that, tanks, F-16s. And the big question is that John Kirby was asked on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream was, when will these arms, these weapon systems, when will they actually get to Ukraine? Listen to this.
Let's start there with Grady's report. You saw the analysis that several key munitions could take years for us to handle the backlog. The president says this is a problem. So where are we? Have we activated the Defense Production Act? How are we solving this problem?
We're working very closely with the defense industry to try to ramp up production, particularly for artillery shells. You saw that we gave some cluster munitions to Ukraine as a bridging solution here while we ramp up production. We're having very, very strong conversations with the defense industry, and we believe that we'll be able to get there. But there is going to have to be some production rate increases, no question about it.
Are they worried about our commitment, the federal government's commitment to orders? Is the funding there? What's happened?
Well, it's not a matter of funding, and we'll obviously continue to work closely with Congress on that. But the defense industry obviously wants to make sure that if they're going to increase production, that, you know, that that production rate is going to stay elevated for a period of time, because that means hiring more workers. It means retooling and adding capacity in their factories and manufacturing capability. So we understand that, and that's sort of the central thesis here of the discussions that we're having with them, is to get them to increase production and let them know that, you know, we're serious about doing that for some period of time here.
What's the message to folks in Taiwan who've been waiting 3 years on the deliverables they need, with China breathing down?